from where Jaina was kneeling, in the center of the ventilation ducting facing the side wall, she could see many things. She could see that the Kashiri woman, with her torso cut half apart and a blaster bolt exit wound where her left cheek used to be, was no ordinary Sith. She could see that Luke was driving the woman thing straight into her. And at the far end of the run, she could see Corran Horn limping toward the edge of a giant exhaust port, mere meters from lobbing the team's last thermal detonator into the shield generator. She could see that any second now, the Kashiri would have to turn and attempt to stop him. And Jaina could see that her chrono said it was 2.5 minutes before midday GST. 2.5 minutes was a very long time for an emplacement gunner to adjust his aim. Too long. Jaina knew that as soon as the shield generator went down, the Sith gunnery commander would realize there was a fresh attack coming, and where. He would order all of his gunners to break off their battles with the blast boats and assault cars that had been trying to breach the temple's impregnable defenses for days now. He would order them to turn their attention to the exhaust port, and he would order them to fill the sky above the port with cannon bolts and missiles. Then, in 2.5 minutes, the void jumpers would find themselves dropping into hell. And that was why Jaina continued to ignore Luke's order to stand and fight. Instead, she remained motionless, willing Corran to slow down, touching him through the Force and urging him to hang back. But she could feel his concern, his fear that if he delayed, he would be wasting Luke's sacrifice by allowing the indestructible Kashiri woman to catch up. The instant the woman got past Jaina and had a clear lane to Corran, he would launch himself at the shield generator. But Jaina also knew she could never last 2.5 minutes against the Kashiri woman. Not anymore. Her entire body felt like it was burning from the inside out. And she was not at all sure her muscles would obey, even when the time came, as Luke kept ordering, to stand and fight. She thought she might last 30 seconds, maybe even a minute if the Force was with her. But 2.5 minutes? In 2.5 minutes, she would be dead. Jaina's chrono advanced to 2 minutes before midday, and then a strange thing happened. The Kashiri woman wailed in pain. It was not merely the kind of scream that anyone might let out as a blaster bolt tore through a lung. This was something supernatural, a scream that seemed to echo through the Force and roll around inside Jaina's head without ever actually passing through her ears. The woman staggered. And when Luke blasted her again, she gathered herself to spring after Corran. Time up. Jaina stretched a hand toward her lightsaber, and summoning it into her grasp, used the Force to lift herself to her feet. The woman surprised Jaina by stopping between her and Luke, and Jaina found herself looking into the face of death. The mouth, where it had not been blown away by Luke's blaster bolt, was a hideous, wide thing that stretched from ear to ear. And the eyes were sunken wells of darkness, at the bottom of which burned 2 tiny points of light. Abeloth. Jaina recalled the description well enough to realize whom she was facing, and she knew that her chances of surviving to see Jag again had just dropped to 0. She ignited her lightsaber and leapt into battle with a powerful mid-body strike that she hoped would drive her foe back onto Luke's blade. Abeloth's hand flicked, and Jaina found herself tumbling down the duct backward. She saw the dark rectangle of a stack head flash past beneath her. She slammed down and rolled twice before she could finally use the Force to bring herself to a stop. She came up on her knees, facing back the way she had come, and saw Abeloth leaping across the pit toward her. Jaina brought her lightsaber across in a high guard, only to see her attacker drop down the stack and vanish from sight. Too exhausted and confused to rise, Jaina remained kneeling where she was, half expecting a hand to come punching up through the sheet metal to grab her by the ankle and drag her to her death. Instead, she saw Luke approaching, his lightsaber in one hand and his blaster in the other. When he reached the edge of the stackhead, he extended his arm and blind-fired a flurry of bolts after Abeloth. Then he peered cautiously over the side and looked confused. He looked back toward Jaina. What happened?
I was about to ask you the same thing, Jaina said. I thought you.
Not me, Luke said, shaking his head.
It was something else. Something we don't understand yet, I think.
Something else we don't understand about her?
Jaina replied.
Great!
Then she remembered Corrin, and that she had not yet heard the crackle of a thermal detonator. Jaina checked her chronometer. It was still a minute and a half before midday. She spun around and was relieved to see Corrin standing at the edge of the exhaust port, looking back toward them, and still holding the detonator in his hand.
Now? He called. My chrono is acting up.
Jaina checked her own chrono again, then shook her head.
Not yet!
Guessing that it would take her just about a minute to cover those last 50 meters, she motioned to Luke to join her, then rose and began to hobble down the duct toward the shield generator.
Let's do it together.
Good thinking, Luke called. The medevac team will be faster if we all collapse in one place.